Chapter 9 Psychology. Unit 17 The Power of Framing. Don't think of an elephant. Professor George Lakoff tells his students in his Cognitive Science 101 course at the University of California, Berkeley. What Professor Lakoff means is that when people hear the word elephant, it evokes an image of an elephant in their minds. So, in order to purposefully not think of an elephant, one has to think of an elephant. Lakoff uses this example when he teaches the concept of framing, or the way in which people define or construct ideas and opinions. He explains that every word evokes a frame. According to Professor Lakoff, frames can be exploited deliberately by articulating persuasive words that can manipulate people to think the way we want. A great way to understand how framing works is to look at how it is used in politics. For example, on the day that conservative Republican George W. Bush became the U.S. president in 2000, the phrase tax relief started appearing in White House communications to the press. Conservatives also started using these words in official speeches and reports. Let's examine the details of the framing evoked by the president's use of the terms. The word relief conjures up a frame or situation in which we think of a good, blameless person who needs relief or help. This person may have a problem, such as some pain or harm that is caused by somebody or something, and relief can take away the pain or harm. The relief frame can be easily described as a rescue situation, complete with all the characters: a hero, who relieves a pain; a victim, the one in pain; a crime, the problem; a villain, the cause of the problem; and a rescue, the pain relief. The hero is inherently good, the villain is evil, and the victim owes gratitude to the hero after the rescue. Taxes, in this case, are the crime; supporters of taxes, pro-tax people, are the villains; the taxpayer is the victim; and the supporters of tax relief, anti-tax people, are the heroes who deserve the taxpayer's gratitude. Every time the millions of people in the U.S. hear or read the phrase tax relief, the more they will think of taxation as a problem and conservatives as heroes. The term tax relief suggests all of these characters and more. Because framing has the power to subconsciously alter the way people think, many politicians use it to influence voters. Once these frames have entered into the consciousness of a population, they cannot be changed right away. Modifying them takes a great deal of time and energy. The more we understand framing and how it is used, the better informed we will be to make our own decisions based on our own ideas and opinions.